Okay, well, I guess, Brian, you had a question?
I have a few questions.
Go.
I understand you're going to use partially the Route du Nord, and then you're going to use a forestry road that runs straight south from there. So the question is, what are the logistics of this route? What are you going to do in terms of modifying the route, building structures to make it easier to for the trucks to use that road? The reason I ask this question is because I've driven on the Route du Nord several times, and in the summertime, the Route du Nord is sometimes it's very dry, and so you get a dust storm basically on the Route du Nord. I remember once Danielle and I were following one another. Actually, Danielle was in front and I was in the back. So I was the one to be responsible for not hitting the back of his truck. And we were driving on the road, Route du Nord, and the dust was so great, I couldn't see anything. So I just slowed down. And I don't know who it was. I think it was probably Lawrence Jimikin, but I don't know who it was. Went roaring past us at that point. And I thought, I don't even know where Danielle is, and how did he know where I was? So that's one of the problems I think you'll have to deal with, because your trucks, you're going to have a certain number of trucks every day. So it seems to me sometimes you're going to have a lot more trucks in one day to get rid of the trucks that weren't able to go on the road the day before. And the curious thing is that the same thing happens in the wintertime. Isaac Voyageur was just describing to me the fact that he went home last night on the road up to Mistassini, and he could hardly see because of the snow. So the logistics of the travel along those routes, and taking into account the dry air in the summer and also the snow in the winter, and some ice probably in between. Have you built a way of dealing with this? I'll ask you that question first.
Yes, we have thought about this. We have initiated discussions with the Ministère des Transports and also SDBG, because as you know, SDBG is responsible for the management of part of that road, the one, I think, going to the Rupert River from the camp, and the Ministère des Transports going to Chibougamau. So we have initiated discussions with them. Obviously, it's obvious for me that we have taken that into consideration. The first thing we did was to go from 16 trips a day to 6 trips a day. So that's the first logistic that we did put in place. We are still juggling with the idea. There's no infrastructures, additional or modified, that needs to be modified on the logging road or the Route du Nord to accommodate what we're presenting. But as far as logistic is concerned, since you only have 6 trips a day, we thought of maybe doing convoy during night. Because yesterday when I was coming, I saw that there was a lot less traffic than during the daylight. And so that's a possibility. We'll have to assess with the people. Is it more safe to have 2 groups of 3 trucks following one another, so that's certain that you will never be able to pass them because it's too long, way too long to go over 3 trucks. But at least these trucks, you only have 2 convoy per day, or maybe 1 6 trucks convoy. We could easily manage that if we wanted to do that only during night time. So to answer properly your question, yes, we are aware of it. Yes, we're already thinking about the solutions. One of the solutions that was raised initially, I recall my first presentation in the community, I was asked if we were going to pave the road. And I'm completely against pavement of that road. Yeah, so pavement of the road, Mr. Brian. We rejected that alternative once because, and you see it on the James Bay Road, once it's paved, nobody takes care of it, and nobody finds any budget to maintain it. So after a couple of months, that road would be completely dangerous, unsafe, even if paved. I prefer, and that's what we have initiated discussions with the Ministère des Transports, as the potential of adding all the way down to Chibougamau permanent dust rebatement agent. Yeah. What they already have in place in all of the sides of the bridges, some Cree camps along the Route du Nord are protected from dust by permanent dust rebatement agent being applied. So once we know if that project can go ahead or not, then we'll seriously engage with these people. And it's a process that could be implemented over years as they are maintaining the road. Because these dust permanent dust rebatement agent last a couple of years, but as you change, and it's all prepared in the gravel pit, it's all mixed there. So as they maintain the road on their normal maintenance and they put new gravel on the top, automatically becomes dust, permanent dust rebatement. I think that for the safety of everybody, that's the best affordable solution and technically applicable. So yes, again, we have taken that into consideration.
Are you studying the curves along the road? Are you taking a look at the road itself and its character and trying to figure out how your truck trains would handle that?
Yes. When we completed, our consultants completed the feasibility study for the mine and the train, obviously including the transport, we had initially thought of B trains, normal road B trains, and some hills, not curves, but hills, are of a concern, two or three places that would require modification to their slope. When we went into the feasibility study, we were able to get that type of trucks with enough power to be able not to change the slopes, and that would, even during the winter, be able to make these two or three hills that are known as difficult.
If are you looking at different scenarios for the speed, having the ministry change the maximum speed on the road?
It is interesting that you mentioned this because
Maybe ad hoc, because you proposed 30 kilometers per hour. And some people say, you know, because maybe that's of interest for everyone in the room. The speed limit
is too low.
Is 50?
No, 70. 70.
70, both of them. So you propose to have a slower or a lower speed limit?
No. If somebody mentioned that, it's no. No. And we were told 70 is too slow. It's going to be dangerous if you force your people to go at 70 and respect the law. So, no, I think that I mentioned that I would have a restriction on speed, but not going over 90.
Okay.
Okay. The other thing is, have you looked at the scenarios of truck train versus trapper's pickup and truck train versus logging trucks?
I don't understand the question, sorry.
Well, in terms of the width of the load And in terms of the speed of the different vehicles?
Yes.
So you're looking at that?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be less dangerous than any of the logging trucks presently on the Route du Nord. That's okay. Certain.
If there's an accident on the forestry road, who is responsible for getting to the site and for caring for the people who are hurt?
When you're on the logging road, you're still on public road, so it's the same system as for Route du Nord. It's not the logging road that we are planning on using is not a private road. It's a public road. So we have there's a decree that was issued by the Ministry of Transportation, Ministère des Transports, authorizing 100-ton trucks to go on that road. So if there's an emergency, an accident, or any kind of event, it would be managed by the Sûreté du Québec and the same process as for any public roads.
So there'll be more police cars? Is that right?
Oh, this, of course, I cannot say if there would be more police cars because the discussions we have had so far were not pertaining to this. But one of the things that we will be doing is having a satellite radio system inside the trucks, also CB, so radio communication systems, and first aid kit, so that every truck, our trucks traveling on the road, will be equipped in order to, you know, easily communicate with people.
So I presume the same is an answer for the presence of paramedics and things, ambulances.
Yes.
Will your trucks be identified?
Yes.
Will there people that, you know, will see your trucks on the road, will they be identified?
Yes. And like I already mentioned, I believe in the past, there will be a very strict zero tolerance about speeding and things like this, and all of these trucks being linked by GPS and satellite will be almost impossible to hide any unsafe behaviors by the drivers.